This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Apparently, there is breaking news about a prison riot in which state was it?
Delaware.
Delaware prison riot. We can get into that also. Heard on the news this morning, and I just pulled up the story about Vermont, the governor, who's a Republican governor in the state of Vermont, saying that they intend to push back against the Trump administration, specifically in regards to banning refugees. So very interesting. I was kind of surprised to hear that. I mean, I know Vermont is sort of a lefty state.
Yes,
but
yes, it is.
It's interesting that even the Republican governor is pushing back against the Trump administration. So we can get into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Well, I guess let's hear about this prison riot. Apparently, the news broke within the last hour.
Actually, looking at the article, it happened earlier today, starting about 2:30.
Okay.
But the most recent update from the Washington Post is from just under an hour ago. Apparently, 2:30 p.m., Delaware prison officials have been on, or rather, prisons have been put on lockdown by officials following a reported hostage taking at the state's maximum security facility. Jeffrey Klopp, president of the Correctional Officers Association of Delaware, said he had been told by the Department of Corrections commissioner that prison guards had been taken hostage at the James T. Vaughn Correctional Center in Smyrna, Delaware.
Oh, my.
A Department of Corrections spokeswoman said only that an emergency situation was reported at the prison late Wednesday. The facility was placed on lockdown, as were all prisons in the state per DOC policy. Spokeswoman Jamie Gravel provided few details but described the situation as an isolated incident, adding there was no threat to the public.
Now, it's interesting that they would lock down all of the prisons in Delaware because something happened in one of them. I mean, I guess...
No, it's not that unusual because there could be,
some coordination between
coordination
the prisons.
Coordination of, all right, at 2:30 on Wednesday, everybody does this.
But in order to coordinate...
One person...
They'd have to send a message from one prison to the other, and they do have the ability to read the mail of the incoming mail of the prisoners. Now, whether they read it all or not is another question.
Right, and are they speaking in code? Do they have intermediary? Let's just say that me and you are both in prison, separate prisons,
mm-hmm.
and our buddy Jay happens to come visit us. He could relay messages back and forth.
Jay New now joining us here, by the way. Welcome, Jay.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Visitors relaying message, because you can have fairly private conversations. I've visited some people.
No, you can definitely not have private conversations.
You cannot have private conversations.
Unless you're an attorney. If you're an attorney, then in theory they are supposed to give you a room without any kind of monitoring capability.
When I went and visited a friend, it was basically like a... Almost like a high school cafeteria area,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's just kind of sitting at tables and chatting.
Oh, you got the person actually in front of you? You didn't have to actually be on a phone?
I could give them a hug and say hi to them and stuff.
So was this a prison?
Federal prison.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, I went there and visited a guy, yeah.
I guess it would be harder for them to monitor you if you were able to actually, talk softly to somebody in physical proximity to them, but I bet they have their ways.
Yeah, I mean, even just there were so many conversations going on. It kind of reminded me of a half empty high school cafeteria. It was just these, tables, and you couldn't bring anything in.
Interesting.
And what he said is they would strip them down when they leave, and
right.
Everybody got checked or whatever. The inmates went back out.
Now, were you searched also before you went in?
Metal detector. mm-hmm. you know, pat down. It was kind of a search like going in a courthouse.
Right.
When I went to visit that guy. Hmm.
So the update from 6:15, and again, there's a lot that they have reported here from the Washington Post between 2:30 and 6:15. But the most recent update, inmates inside the Delaware prison where four staff members are being held hostage.
Still.
Reached, wow. As of 6:15.
Okay.
The inmates reached out to a newspaper in two phone calls to explain their concerns, including the leadership of the United States, educational opportunities, rehabilitation, and how the state spends money on prisons. Prisoners at the James T. Vaughn Correctional Center funneled the calls Wednesday to the News Journal in Wilmington with the help of one of the inmates' fiancés and another person's mother. The mother told the paper her son was among the hostages. In that call, an inmate said the reasons, quote, for doing what we're doing included Donald Trump, everything he did, all the things he's doing now. We know that the institution is going to change for the worse, end quote.
So wait, they took an inmate hostage too? I thought they took guards hostage.
It says they made the phone call with the help of one of the inmates' fiancés and another person's mother.
Okay.
So that could be one of the workers
yeah.
in the prison. It could be that they took an inmate hostage. It's not entirely clear.
Wow.
The caller
we're mad
said,
about Trump, so we're going to take over the prison.
The caller said education for prisoners was the inmates' top priority. They also sought effective rehabilitation for all prisoners and information about how money is being allocated to prisons.
I just don't see how there could be any benefit of, like, taking anyone hostage in a prison. There's just,
no,
like,
you're going to get the special operations team or whatever they're called is going to come in there. What's the CERT for?
Team. Well, there's
we CERT
with
the
an S and there's CERT with a C.
Uh-huh.
So CERT with a C is the cell extraction something team.
Okay.
And then
response
with an
team.
S, it right, response, and then with an S is like special enforcement response team.
And they're both prison SWAT teams, basically?
Basically, but mm-hmm. for different
with
reasons.
Different training.
So one is,
yeah.
we need to get this person out of a cell. The other
right.
is, there's some kind of thing going on we need to go enforce.
When I first heard this story, I mean, I automatically think, like, you know, what's the point of this? You know, was there a provocateur? Was there some, you know, are these guys being told to do this stuff? Because I just can't, I guess if you're in prison for life or whatever. Or, I mean,
they got nothing to lose.
What do you got to lose? I mean, I don't know what kind
right.
of prison this is, but I mean, just, you know, taking guards, you know, hostage, I mean, you're bound to get more years on it. Something's going to happen or they're just going to beat you and kill you and, you know, whatever. I mean.
Well, and that's why it's kind of an interesting case because, I mean, presumably these guys are lifers who, you know, did this act in that
so
they
are lifers.
I said presumably. I don't know. I mean, that would be if what they're trying to do is get better education at the prison, and this is the only way they figured that they could get it done. Then they're obviously sacrificing their own level of comfort here because, I mean, not that it's particularly comfortable to be in prison, but it's certainly better to be in general population for most people than it is to be in solitary confinement. We discussed solitary to some extent last night here on Free Talk Live, and it is generally considered to be torture to be without human contact, and solitary confinement generally means you're in lockup and all by yourself 23 hours a day, and you might be let out for an hour.
It might be 22 and a half, depending
yeah.
on the location, but
on the jurisdiction.
Generally, it's, you know, somewhere between 22 to 23 hours a
right.
day.
And then the hour you get out, you're usually alone somewhere, but you're able
right.
to walk outside your cell, like around the cell
block. You get to walk around in the day room,
yeah.
and you can go take a shower, and you might be able to go in what they classify as the outside recreation area.
Mm-hmm.
That is not outside at all, but because a certain amount of area is fencing that sunlight comes in and
yeah.
fresh air, it's classified as outside.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that there's some kind of regulation that specifies that parts of inside can be outside?
Yeah. There's a roof over your head, is what you're saying, in this outside area.
There's a roof and a wall, a concrete wall, but just enough fencing and fresh air to where it is legally considered outside.
Yep, you can see a little bit of the sky if you stand in the right place. Toll-free number here, 855-453. So, again, my point was that these guys are sacrificing because they're going to go to solitary over this if they survive it.
I just can't see the benefit.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829, 1-800-956-9829.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, we got a whole range of responses to the Trump presidency. Everything from a protest of Starbucks, the hashtag. We touched on this last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the deal with Starbucks and Uber?
I haven't heard anything about Uber yet. I mean, I heard Uber maybe made
Hashtag delete Uber.
Oh, this is hashtag boycott Starbucks regarding, you know, the Trump.
Right. So Starbucks, let me see if I remember this correctly. Starbucks is willing to hire immigrants.
10,000
from
refugees.
Refugees.
In other countries.
Okay. Well, they're a kind of immigrant. And Uber is not taking part in the New York City taxi boycott. So that's why people are saying delete Uber.
Now, what is the taxi boycott in New York City?
I forget the details.
Oh, the drivers are
boycotting. I believe it's the drivers are boycotting.
Cool.
Regarding Trump's executive orders that would ban or are banning the people who are coming here from seven countries around the world.
So two
different types of protests then. So one is the Trump supporters are boycotting Starbucks. On the other hand, you're saying the liberals are deleting or the anti-Trumpers, I don't want to just say liberals because I'm sure there's still some Republicans who don't like Trump, but the anti-Trumpers are deleting Uber.
I don't know who's deleting Uber because Uber's not taking part in the taxi boycott. So the people that are upset that Uber's not taking part in the boycott
that
are deleting
the anti-Trumpers. Because Uber, the boycott is to go against Trump. So if Uber's not taking part in the boycott, then in theory the people who don't like Trump would delete Uber.
Right.
And go back to using cabs.
But the cabs are all they're doing a strike.
They're not going to hurt Trump at all.
So, you know, you're boycotting a boycott of a strike. So
maybe they're using Lyft instead. I did get news that Lyft had made a statement of some sort.
Okay.
So perhaps rather than Uber, they're using Lyft.
Yeah, I saw one of my Facebook friends said, if I take an Uber to Starbucks, will the world implode?
Well, I hope that this New York City taxi protest totally happens, if it is happening, because it's going to open up this market for Uber, cell 411s, ride sharing, and Lyft, and all those. And also, I got a lot of friends that are carriage horse drivers in New York City, so it's gonna you know, spill
business
over
is gonna be
to
good.
The horsepower. So, you know, and I've sold hay to these guys. So, yeah, this will be great.
I've got the statement from Lyft. They say, we created Lyft to be a model for the type of community we want our world to be, diverse, inclusive, and safe. This weekend, Trump closed the country's borders to refugees, immigrants, and even documented residents from around the world based on their country of origin, banning people of a particular faith or creed, race or identity, sexuality or ethnicity from entering the United States is antithetical to both Lyft's and our nation's core values. We stand firmly against these actions and will not be silent on issues that threaten the values of our community. We know this directly impacts many of our community members, their families, and friends. We stand with you and are donating $1 million over the next 4 years to the ACLU to defend our Constitution. We ask that you continue to be there for each other and together continue proving the power of community. That's from the Lyft co-founders, John and Logan. So that seems to be maybe in response to, I'm just speculating, in response to this news about Uber.
Probably.
Not joining the taxi protest. But I was bringing up the whole Trump boycott Starbucks thing because, you know, that's sort of the other side of the extreme from what happened in this Delaware prison where people have been taken hostage in protest of Donald Trump. Now, this wasn't specifically to protest Trump's ban on migrants, but it was just generally a protest of Donald Trump and what they expect to happen at the federal level. They're expecting the conditions in federal prisons this is state prisons. They're expecting conditions in their prison to get worse. And apparently right now I have an active hostage situation in a Delaware prison.
Yeah, so let me I gave the first report from 2:30, the most recent update, timestamp 6:15. The one that they have time-stamped at 6 o'clock is fairly interesting. A caller to a Delaware newspaper says he is an inmate being held hostage at the correctional center, where guards have also been taken hostage. The Wilmington News Journal on Wednesday posted a recording online of a man who says he was told to contact the media to relay the inmates' demands. The man seems to be reading from something. He says, quote, "This rebellion is manifested to demand," and then there's a word that they could not make out, so they just say unintelligible. The caller's message mentions improper sentencing orders and incorrect status sheets. The caller also says maximum security inmates are merely existing and need rehabilitation services. The man says he does not know who has taken him hostage, as they've got my face covered.
Wow.
He refused to give his name and asked, "So what do I do now?" The call ended with a recording, apparently by the company that provides phone service to inmates.
That was probably the recording of, "We're sorry, you've expired. Your time limit has expired."
That's or usually what they say.
You've got 1 minute left or something. Yeah. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So, again, two extremes. One extreme, you've got an active hostage situation inside a prison, which is not going to result in what they want it to. And they must know this. I mean, the prisoners must realize that they themselves are going to go to solitary confinement for a long time if they survive this situation, if they aren't killed by the special response team or the cell extraction team when they inevitably, at some point, do whatever it is that they need to do to end that situation. And they're obviously desperate, and things are clearly bad, and I can understand the frustration that they must be experiencing. And maybe they're hoping that this will bring some level of attention to their plight in the hopes that that will change something. But unfortunately, the way the system works is you can protest all you want, and it's just not going to change. It's very, very hard to get a change through the system, especially a change that will treat prisoners more humanely. That is a really tough order to get
right,
out there.
Because you've got so many, and even here in New Hampshire, where there's, a legislature that seems to be a little more in tune with the regular population, you've still got the law and order types of, well, it's illegal. We got to enforce it.
Those are criminals in there. We can't do anything nice for them.
Right, but your law is stupid and poorly written, but it says that it's illegal. We have to enforce this.
And it's not even a law, and it don't apply to me as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, they've even had Rick Van Winkle, who is a member of what used to be called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Right, they recently changed their name, but he's the superintendent of the Cheshire County Correctional Facility.
And he comes in and talks to these people and has for like almost a decade come in and talked to these bureaucrats or these politicians and said, hey, look, this war on drugs is stupid. We need to end, at the very least,
but
the marijuana.
There's nobody in jail for weed.
And he tells them again and again and again, and the war on marijuana still continues. So, like, even hearing from a jail superintendent hasn't been enough to change the situation. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch. That's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. You go to freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we're talking, we started talking about this prison riot or prison hostage situation that apparently is still developing as we speak in a Delaware prison with prisoners upset, not just about apparently the Trump administration, but in addition, what they consider to be some pretty dismal standards in the prison.
Right. Lack of rehabilitation. They said that the inmates are just existing.
Which, this, you know, these have been complaints that have existed out of various different prison systems for a long time. That
since there have been prison systems,
you know, that
they
claim to be correcting people, but ultimately they just end up housing them and in some cases giving them access to some really bad programming. And then letting them back out into the world after they've had a chance to meet all kinds of other crooks who will teach them the tricks of their trade. And so you end up, I think Mark called it gladiator school, was apparently what they called the prison that he was at.
I've never heard that, but I have heard the, you know, what some people refer to as the revolving door, as serving life on the installment plan.
And they just keep on coming back.
6 months here, 2 years there.
More like an uncorrection system, because, yeah.
Right.
Like a lot of kids that I went to school with that went to jail for stuff, and a whole bunch of them did, you know, all kinds of stupid stuff.
Right.
They learned how to be a more efficient criminal. They learned how to, you know, just how to do stuff. And a lot of them weren't even criminals when they went to jail. It was for something stupid, like drug possession. And then they, you know, started getting into, like, you know, stealing cars and, you know, whatever, and, you know, other heists that were, because, I mean, you might as well take a higher risk if you're going to go to jail for doing drugs. I mean, or having drugs or selling drugs, which shouldn't even be a crime as far as I'm concerned. Why not just start stealing stuff or whatever? I mean,
that's how they see it.
Yeah,
sure.
That's exactly how it is. I had a talk with a kid who was, I was good buddies with in high school. I had talked with him about 2 years ago. Pretty much he's been in and out of jail and just, you know, and he's just been trying to figure out the next scam because he doesn't know anywhere.
Doesn't know anything else.
And
some of them get so institutionalized that they feel more comfortable when they're inside because that's what they know. They know that they don't have any responsibilities. They get 3 meals a day, a place to sleep, and that's it.
It is a socialist utopia, prison.
And, well,
free health care.
Yeah.
There's free health care, but they make all of your arts and crafts against the rules.
What do you mean by that?
So if you take toilet paper and you wet it and then you rub soap over it,
right,
then it will wind up hardening and you can, like, you know, paper mache stuff. But that becomes contraband.
Sure.
You're allowed to have toilet paper. You're allowed to have soap. You're allowed to have water. But you mix the three together.
Oh, yeah.
That's contraband. So for doing arts and crafts, you go to solitary confinement.
That's kind of like prostitution. Sex is legal, selling's legal, but selling sex ain't legal.
So again,
well, it is if you film it with the intent to distribute for making a profit
in New Hampshire
or California,
right,
specifically.
In other states, that is not legal, as I understand it.
It's either not, explicitly legal or has never been upheld by a court.
But
New Hampshire, there was a court case. I forget when it was, but there was a court case where somebody went to the state Supreme Court and said, no, it wasn't prostitution. I was making pornography, and the court basically agreed with him. And in California, there are laws explicitly stating that it is lawful to do so.
So we were talking about Rick Van Winkler, who is the chairperson of what was known as Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, is now called Law Enforcement Action Partnership. There's still leap.cc. That's still the main website. It actually forwards to a much longer URL, lawenforcementactionpartnership.org. And I guess they rebranded, what was it, late 2016, Daryl? You're a member of the organization.
I am a member, and it wasn't that long ago. I don't recall if it was last year or early this year, but it was not that long ago. And when I got the email announcing the name change, I remember thinking, this doesn't sound that good. I wonder if I should shred my Leap membership card.
Hmm.
But you're saying that they've actually got some really good policy positions.
It sounds pretty good so far. I haven't dug through the entire website, but I did go and I'm looking at their section. They've got different issues that they're addressing now. So they're still addressing drug policy. That's still one of their main issues. They're also looking at over-incarceration and criminalization, harm reduction, global issues, and police-community relations. So I've only had a chance to look at the police-community relations, but they do acknowledge that people don't trust the police anymore, that, you know, trust in police is dangerously low, and they give some ideas as to how to help solve that problem, like ending the policy of stop and frisk, which is something that we've discussed here on Free Talk Live over the years. It happens in some larger cities where police will just wholesale stop people on the streets and violate their rights, basically.
And let me actually, they've got a very short mission statement. Let me read that. The Law Enforcement Action Partnership's mission is to unite and mobilize the voice of law enforcement in support of drug policy and criminal justice reforms that will make communities safer by focusing law enforcement resources on the greatest threats to public safety, promoting alternatives to arrest and incarceration, addressing the root causes of crime, and working towards healing police-community relations.
Sounds pretty good. You know, the devil can be in the details, but so far, again, I've only dug through a little bit of the ideas that they have for police-community relations, and they do address police militarization, acknowledging that, you know, police do, they say, because they're not anti-cop, okay? This is law enforcement against prohibition,
right.
So they're former law enforcement officers, most of them. I mean, the supermajority of their speakers and the people on the board and are former folks.
The speakers have to have been members of law enforcement in one form or another for at least a year.
Okay. And not
and because
former,
I had worked corrections for only 9 months,
you didn't
I was
qualify.
Not eligible to be a speaker.
So they do acknowledge that, you know, what they say is that the police do need to have technology to help them do their job more efficiently. Every year, the federal government supplies state and local police departments with billions of dollars worth of military equipment. This equipment, combined with proper training and strict usage guidelines, can be used effectively in certain hostage situations and active shooter scenarios. But today, the routine use of military equipment in inappropriate situations, such as to carry out drug search warrants, is greatly damaging police community trust. We should reform the 1033 program, which is, I believe, the federal military surplus giveaway program,
yes.
And other initiatives that encourage routine police use of military equipment, especially requirements that the police, quote, use it or lose it, unquote. And then they go on to address civil asset forfeiture, pointing out that the statutes regarding civil asset forfeiture, which some states have repealed, as I understand it, and I forget, what's New Hampshire's status on that? Do you recall?
I believe the civil forfeiture was
ended, right?
Repealed last year.
Yeah.
There is still criminal forfeiture.
Right, so they're not addressing
the
that.
The difference between civil and criminal is, at least with criminal, yes, it's still theft,
right.
But at least with criminal asset forfeiture, there must have been a conviction prior to the taking of the stuff. Whereas with civil, they only have to allege that there may have been something illegal.
Correct.
We take the stuff
and
then charge the stuff. So
right.
State of New Hampshire v. $275 or, you know, United States of America v. 75 bottles of vintage wine.
But you got to understand, the stuff ain't yours. It all belongs to the state.
They do take the position against civil asset forfeiture here on the site.
Good.
So, you know, so far they're batting 1,000. But again, I haven't been through all their positions, and you know, they're not libertarians, but they're spreading a good message that will, I think, really help if police departments and governments adopt their ideas.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have 3 dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570.
800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up what you want. Our website, freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content right there on the site. And, of course, we accept Bitcoin. We're big fans of cryptocurrency, especially Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you can contribute Bitcoin as well as a bunch of the altcoins, a bunch of the competitors to Bitcoin. We've got a Shapeshift app built right into the site, so it makes it easy for you to donate whatever altcoin you want, and then it shapeshifts into a different coin when it comes into Free Talk Live. Now, if you don't yet have a Bitcoin wallet, we want you to try out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jax.io. It's JAXX.io. Of course, it's free, and you can get it also at the Google or Apple app stores. It's available cross-platform, not just for your smartphone, but also for Windows, Mac, as well as Linux-based computers. There's also browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox, which it's awesome. The fact that you can access your Bitcoin on different devices is one of the coolest features of Jax. Plus, it's super easy to use. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is the creator of the CryptoKit and a Free Talk Live listener, and it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX. .io. So, you know, we're just sharing a little bit from the Law Enforcement Action Partnership website here. This is the new updated LEAP. We've talked a lot about LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is what they used to be called. They're still LEAP, but now they are Law Enforcement Action Partnership. And they seem to be taking some pretty good positions in their policy statements here, including against stop and frisk. They are very cautious about police militarization. They realize that it's damaging their kind of the viewpoint that people have towards the police, their trust in the police, and civil asset forfeiture. This whole section is about stuff that the police do as a routine policy these days that is hurting their image among average people. It's stuff like this is why the police are having a tough time recruiting. They're having a difficult time finding people. I know that's the case here in New Hampshire, and it's not just here where the police are having a tough time finding recruits, because who wants to join an organization where one of their, you know, tasks is going to be to oppress their neighbors and the people that they grew up with?
The organization that has the exclusive monopoly on violence in a geographical area.
That's right.
I mean, that video where you asked that Palmer cop there, that was just great, because that guy, he was just so happy that you called him a mobster.
Which video was this? I don't even remember.
You and Pete Ayer, when you guys went down to the
town. Not the time I got arrested, but the other time?
It was the time before.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
And I think it was the same cop that actually arrested you the next time was the one, because he's on camera, and you ask him if it makes him feel like a gangster.
Like a gangster.
And he just couldn't wipe the smile off his face.
Yep, and then he got to arrest me. And then they lost, thanks to the ACLU, and they had to pay me $5,000
for
that arrest. I wish that happened more often.
Oh, fun times. Yeah. Getting arrested.
Getting paid is...
getting paid to be arrested,
more
yes.
fun part. So, Law Enforcement Action Partnership, it seems like they're still worth supporting, but again, I haven't gone through the full website. They do support body cameras, and as we discussed last night on the show, libertarians don't agree on body cameras, whether or not that the police should have them as a matter of policy or not. Of course, if you want to comment on any of these issues, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And am I the only host on Free Talk Live that is not a fan of the police having body cameras?
I'm not even a fan of the police. I want to restore the militia, so it's just the self-governing people taking care of their place. I mean,
I'm kind of torn on the issue. Like, on one hand, I see the benefit of having another camera in a police situation that people could, in theory, access the footage from via Freedom of Information Act requests. On the other hand, I also see the point that
generally the way the laws on police body cameras are written, they are not
subject
to right to know request.
Well, then, okay, I'll take that back.
The police themselves aren't even subject to that, according to the ACLU versus Massachusetts State Police case that we've talked about several times. If anybody just wants to Google Massachusetts ACL versus Mass State Police, and the name Jack Collins, he was the guy who represented the Massachusetts State Police. You know, the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts ruled that they're not subject to these public records requests because they're charitable organizations. So and they just make it disappear anyways.
So, I mean, there's that. And then, although I did like what the proposal was that we discussed last night, and there's a bill in here in New Hampshire which would allow, not require, and I'm not sure about that, but allow police departments to outfit officers who receive complaints with a camera.
I think the reason they did not require is because requiring would then be an unfunded mandate.
Right.
So if you just allow it to happen, because right now, you know, because New Hampshire is not a home rule state,
right,
local governments can only do things that the state allows them or requires them to do. So if you allow them, then it gives a little bit of leeway, and then you're not giving an unfunded mandate.
I think that's kind of a nice middle ground on this issue. Instead of, you know, complete prohibition on cameras or forcing all cops to have the cameras, to allow a department to outfit an officer who's under suspicion of, you know, corruption or has multiple complaints on his record, to load him up with a camera to keep an eye on his behavior.
And that makes sense. My objection to the police body cameras is one that, you know, I think a lot of libertarians, once they hear my reasoning, should come over to my viewpoint. If somebody proposed, let's put fixed surveillance cameras on every third intersection in town. libertarians would lose their minds.
Yeah, sure.
But you say, let's put surveillance cameras that roam around the city 24 hours a day and call it a police body camera, yeah. And then all of a sudden libertarians are fine with 24-hour surveillance.
I think that's the most persuasive point against police body cameras.
Yeah. Because, you know, who's to say that somebody back in the station isn't going to, you know, at some point review the footage to look to see what crimes happened that weren't caught at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this person was jaywalking. This person ran a red light. This person did X.
Is it jaywalking when you cross the street when you don't have the walk signal?
It's jaywalking if you do not have the walk signal, if you're not in a crosswalk, if you're, you know, there are all kinds of things.
Me too. I did it right in front of a cop the other day, and Daryl's like,
I did it behind
right
the cop. I waited until the cop turned the corner before I ran.
I would have been like, hey, I'm jaywalking, come get me.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. Okay, here's another excerpt from Law Enforcement Action Partnership. I'm now on their page about over-incarceration and criminalization, and they've got a section on probation and parole. Thousands of Americans are returned to prison every year for violating the technical rules of their parole or probation through a hearing in which they have no right to a lawyer, though they did not commit a new crime. Our probation and parole systems punish them for minor rule violations that we know they are all likely to commit, like you can't drink. For instance, we must reform the probation and parole systems to stop this unnecessary pipeline back to prison. Totally agree with that. And it's, again, another topic we discussed in detail last night.
That probation pipeline system just makes huge money for the bureaucracy. I mean, I actually have, I guess she'd be like a second aunt. She's passed away some years ago. But she was a probation officer for the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the things she had to tell me at, like, family gatherings about this stuff. It was always just, like, the more people they had on probation, the more it's almost
bigger,
like,
budget.
Bigger budget, hire more parasites. It's kind of like the, you know, the whole DSS thing that Carlos Morales talks about with childhood services and stuff. Same exact thing. The more kids they get, childhood services gets in custody, the more parasites they can hire and golden parachutes and just, you know, constantly fleecing the taxpayers.
They also address sentencing reform, saying that state policies, not crime levels, are the biggest drivers of rising incarceration rates. State incarceration rates have risen primarily because states are sending a much larger share of offenders to prison and keeping them there longer. States can reduce their incarceration rates without harming public safety by reclassifying low-level felonies to misdemeanors where appropriate, shortening jail and prison terms, and expanding the use of alternatives to prison. And they also talk then about restoring judges' ability to decide sentences that will improve public safety rather than, you know, forcing judges to sentence people.
Mandatory minimums.
Yeah. So I'm liking what I'm seeing here. I'm glad to see that law enforcement against prohibition has expanded in an appropriate, consistent manner with their previous beliefs. 855, 450, free. What about these Trump boycotts? We'll talk about it coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.